Innisfail. The town has moved ahead with two federal grant applications to cover the huge costs of starting amenity enhancements at Dodds Lake and to fund a new facility that would be a home base for two essential youth groups. Megan Jenkins, Director of Community Services, told council at its regular meeting on July 26 that both grant opportunities had short 4 to 5 week time periods available for applying. "They do come very quickly," said Jenkins. The second one, July 23, was the due date, and it came out on June 15 or something like that. It wasn't out for very long. Council unanimously passed two motions, one for each project, in support of grant applications to create a designated community youth space, and to begin the amenity enhancement program at Dodds Lake. She said the first submitted application was through Employment and Social Development Canada for a grant under the Social Development Partnerships Program, which funds projects up to $3 million that increase social inclusion and well-being of vulnerable children and youth. Council was told a successful Innisfail application would fund the entire $2.2 million cost for a community youth space project and its operation for 4 years from 2022 to 2026. The new space would fulfill many of the goals for the town's Youth Positive Assets Coalition, YPAC, and Youth Action Committee groups, said Jenkins. "It would be a very exciting project if application was successful," Jenkins told council, adding the application was submitted on July 9 with the town hearing back from the federal government sometime in the fall. "That space supports many of council's strategic priorities and will require significant planning if successful." She said the grant monies would not be for a new build but leasing an existing structure, as well as for any required furnishings, upgrades or renovations, and staffing. "It would be a gathering center for YPAC, a gathering center for youth programming and a positive place to hang out," said Jenkins, adding a potential spot has not yet been secured. "We've done some research just in terms of developing the budget for the grant application, but because this would be something that would be fully funded through the grant, we haven't done anything formal in terms of securing spaces until we would have word on that." As for the second grant application, it was made to the Canada Community Revitalization Fund, CCRF, money that was set aside by the federal government for the building and improvement of infrastructure projects in the wake of the COVID-19 pandemic. Eligible projects must build new or revitalize existing assets that would bring people back to public spaces, said Jenkins. She said the town's application was made to support the completion of Phase 1 of the Dodds Lake Enhancement Project, specifically the boat launch area. If the town is successful with its application, it could receive a maximum of $750,000, which is far less than the estimated Phase 1 project budget of $2,688,000. Jenkins told council construction would have to be in 2022 as federal funding guidelines say the project must be completed by 2023. "We would be looking at other grant opportunities and bringing that in the fall as a budget item for consideration for council as well to fund a portion of the capital," said Jenkins. She added this coming fall administration will be asking council to earmark a portion of funds for the Dodds Lake project. Jenkins said there are also provincial and private grant opportunities of up to $400,000, including the Community Facility Enhancement Program, that have been identified as potential funding sources. "We would really ramp up on the grant front, and look at our budgeting over the next year or two," said Jenkins. She added the town would likely approach local service clubs to help access additional funding for the project.